Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
The Texans keep it in the division this week with Jacksonville. We're going to talk about that matchup and more on this edition of the Bullpen. Welcome to the Bullpen. As always, I'm James Roy, and with me is Tom Chabria. Tom, we're back in the division this week with Jacksonville. How are you doing this week? How do you feel about it?
It's a new week, baby. All that junk that happened last week, you throw that out, you use it as fuel, go get a Jacksonville team that's really reeling.
Yeah, I didn't quite see it if they're going to be playing Trevor Lawrence this week or not. But either way, I mean, Mac Jones was picked pretty high in the draft that he went in. As much as they did not show up against the Lions, I said it last week, and unfortunately it played out that the Texans didn't win against the Titans. But divisional football is any given Sunday, so the Jaguars are literally the worst team in the division. And I'm not like gonna say, oh yeah, this should be an easy one. Like it could be a hard fought battle. It could be a blowout. I mean, that's kind of what you hope for in these ones, but you never know. You never know. It's like watching Texas and Texas A&M, speaking of, that's coming up soon, where it's like, you know, Texas should crush Texas A&M every time, but sometimes A&M shows up to play, you know? Who knows? We'll see how it goes. Let's get into it. The Texans are 7-5, looking to cement their AFC South championship status, and kind of, I think at this point, depending on who you ask, they're probably not looking at the seeding, more so just making the playoffs. That could change with a couple wins here and there. But and I mean, you know, the Steelers are the next team up, and then I believe it's the Bills that are the two seeds. So and the Texans have the tiebreaker there. But looking at this week against the Jaguars, how do you feel that? Do you think that anything changes in terms of like the Texans? Play calling, do we expect a better game from CJ? What factors from the Jaguars on defense could, in the same way the Titans kind of got the Texans in the run game, could adversely affect this Texans offense?
I think it's a little different from the aspect that where Tennessee was really good against the run. I think Jacksonville is not. So you could see the reemergence of Joe Mixon. I think he's definitely somebody that the Texans want to get going early and often. You know, last week a lot of people were upset with how much they ran the football, but you know, for the Texans, Joe Mixon running the rock is pretty important. So for a team that has a hard time blocking for their quarterback, the run game is the best way to kind of keep him clean and, you know, maybe work off play action, that sort of thing. Obviously, the injury situation with Jacksonville, they've just been absolutely decimated with injuries. So we'll have to see who's playing. I really feel like with a division game, you're always going to get the other team's best effort. We saw that with Tennessee. I think we'll see that with Jacksonville. I still believe the Texans should be a 2-touchdown-ish favorite. I know Vegas won't go there. That's just my own personal bias, I guess. You know, there's no team in the division that I think the Texans should be within 14 points of. But as we saw last week, it can absolutely happen. So hopefully they will be extremely motivated to prove that last week was the exception and not the rule.
I agree with you. And the official line was 6. It opened at 6 in favor of the Texans, which is a pretty high line. All things considered at the NFL level, rare to see much more than that in any game. But I think the Texans offense still has a lot to figure out. And this is the pretty much coming to the end of that stretch where they have that luxury of kind of figuring it out, maybe not being perfect and still having a chance of coming away with a win. So I'm interested to see if CJ and the gang kind of take to heart what happened in Tennessee and they get right. But I don't know. I don't want to say that I feel really good about it. I mean, I like the Texans' chances in this game, but I don't know if the offense is what motivates me to believe that that's the case. Now, I did just look at it. The Jaguars did not have Trevor Lawrence in their last game. They had a bye this past week, and so they're saying he's expected to play this week. Do you think that Trevor Lawrence's first game being back will have a significant effect on how he plays this Texans defense? Because he is, as much as we don't like Trevor Lawrence, I mean, he is a marked improvement over Mac Jones.
I don't know. It'll be really interesting. You know, you get a guy that's got a little rust. He's been out for a little bit. Game speed. He's probably going to get, you have to get more acclimated. I would hope that the Texans, as much success as they had against Tennessee getting to the quarterback, you know, they're going to be able to do the same thing with Jacksonville and really kind of speed him up. So the hope is that your secondary is able to be opportunistic, make some plays, maybe an interception somewhere, and, you know, win the turnover battle. So that's where I hope the Texans will take advantage and give CJ short field position opportunities to just stack points on the board and really just kind of put away a team they should put away.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I think that Trevor Lawrence coming back this week probably, I don't know, it couldn't adversely impact the Jaguars, but I don't know if it's going to be a significant boost with it being his first week back in a minute, maybe get into the flow of the game. I think it could bode well for the Texans offense because we could see more turnovers, could see the Texans offense get more opportunities, maybe in better field position. I don't know if you remember, like last year in Jacksonville, CJ Stroud to Tank Dell deep was the move. How do you feel about Tank Dell going back to Jacksonville, where it kind of started for him before his injury last season? It was where it started and ended because he obviously went down injured for the season in the Jaguars game in Houston. But the Texans have already played the Jaguars in Houston. With the current shape of the offense, do you think there's a chance that Tank Dell kind of has that kind of game this week?
I don't know. I think a lot is being made out of that. I really want to see really from CJ, his ability to spread the ball all over the yard. I feel like in the last few games, what's really kind of hurt him is he's kind of fallen in love with Nico Collins and other teams are really like, okay, we're going to force you somewhere else. And when he's tried to go to guys like Tank and John Mechie, there's been moments. Tank had a couple really nice grabs in this last game. But, you know, in the end, it wasn't that monster performance. I don't think they need that from him to win this football game. I just think CJ needs to be efficient with the football, not turn it over. And, you know, maybe a couple touchdowns here or there and they'll be fine. It's just going to be – I think Tank will get more attention from Jacksonville. I think they know him very well. And I look for a guy like John Mechie to have a really good game.
Yeah. Now, how about Joe Mixon? So he was kind of held to – he was a pretty quiet game against the Titans. That was pretty top-tier run defense. Do you think we should see a pretty night-and-day difference between that game and this game going into Jacksonville?
I hope so. I really think that Joe Mixon is the X factor for the Texans. As he goes, they go. When he has great games, they're a totally different offense. I think the balance really helps them, you know, to protect CJ just a little bit more than when you know he's got to throw the ball 50 times or 40 times or whatever. So when Joe's right, you can hand him the rock and he's going to go get you 4 and 5 yards of carry. And there will be some drives that they just lean on him. So I hope that that's the case. I hope that they're able to use him and then kind of play off of him, feed off his energy when he's going. The whole team just has a different buzz about him because he's like an ultimate team guy. You see him cheering for everyone. You see him, you know, just lifting everyone up with his play.
100%. I mean, so I don't know if you heard, but last week there was points in the game where Joe Mixon was kind of going at it with fans on the sideline. There's that Chris Boyd recovery or turnover that ended up kind of nixing that at least a little bit. It's the away crowd, so I wouldn't suspect that's going to be a thing, but it's always nice to see Joe Mixon's head in the game. As a vocal leader on the team, I think it speaks volumes that he was moved up to team captain after Stephon Diggs went down injured, and it speaks a lot to his character in that locker room. As far as the Texans defense goes, this is, as we both kind of dubbed it, an elite Super Bowl caliber defense. It's really the best part of this team. Do you think that there's any reason to be concerned with Trevor Lawrence coming back, with the fact that Jalen Petrie may or may not play? This obviously is being recorded a little earlier in the week. So as far as we know, it's something to do with Jalen Petrie's pectoral. And so the severity of that, it's not yet been released to us, but being without Jalen Petrie, do you think that would have a drastic effect on this Texans defense against Jacksonville?
I would really hope not. Like I said, Jacksonville is really, really busted up with injuries. I believe both of their running backs are injured, so they're on running back number 3. And where somebody like Travis Etienne or Tank Bigsby would really, really be able to feast on, you know, not having that extra nickel corner linebacker hybrid type guy to really get in the box and disrupt what the offense is trying to do. You know, when the caliber of player comes down a little bit, I think it makes it easier on a defense to have, you know, guys that don't always, you know, light it up, be in and still be good performers. So I really hope that we're not talking about some guy we've never talked about after this game just going off.
I agree with you. I mean, I think that, and you spoke pretty well on it last week. I mean, with Jalen Petrie potentially out, we don't know if that's the case right now, but if Jalen Petrie was to be out, the concern, I mean, Jimmy Ward bumps down to that position pretty well, but who steps in? It's Eric Murray, and Eric Murray has not inspired the most confidence from Texans fans throughout his time playing this season or really any season before, so it'll be interesting to see how that shapes up.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
But on that note, is there anything more you want to say about the matchup before we kind of get into our score predictions, start talking about how we think it's going to go?
I really look for this to be like a get right game for the Texans. I really think that this is going to be like, we're going to take all our frustrations out on poor banged up Jacksonville. And my score prediction should reflect that.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to keep it pretty close this time. I'm not going to give like a wide spread, but I agree with you. I mean, I hope the Texans can go into Jacksonville and just, you know, treat it like a rage room and just beat everything up and just take no prisoners and just destroy everything. But with that in mind, Tom, let's hear it. What are your thoughts on how this game's going to go? What your score prediction is?
31-10. That's what I got. I think the Texans score early. I think they score often. I think it's pretty put to bed at halftime. And you're not really hoping that they need to score a ton of points second half. Although, I think they come out halftime, they score right away, and they're basically just playing it out.
All right. Yeah. I mean, like I said, I'm not going to go that far apart, but that makes sense. I think that coming off the Cowboys game, 34-10, it made sense to put the Titans game at a larger deficit than that. This one, even with as bad as the Jaguars have been, I still kind of view the Jaguars as a better team in some ways than the Titans. Whether that's actually true or not, probably not. But I always kind of respect the Jaguars more because of recent history. Being since Ryan Tannehill left the Titans pretty much. But for me, I'll go with like a 28-20 kind of thing going on. I think that the Jaguars maybe give a little more fight than is initially thought. I'm not going to say that this one's not going to look like last week. It's not going to be like this. Like, I usually can talk about a matchup between divisional opponents that's close and be like, oh, it's just a hard fought battle. You know, it's a division thing. Last week, it just felt like the Texans just didn't really want the game. It felt like they didn't really care. There was no justifying it by, oh, it was just a really close division game. In my opinion, it was just kind of a trash showing from the Texans where they kind of sucked against a team they shouldn't have sucked against. Whereas this week is going to be like, oh, 28-20, but like it was a really good game and it's a division game. That's like the vibe it's going to be. And it'll come down pretty late. I mean, knowing the Texans, my storybook ending would probably play out something like this. I'm going to go with the Texans are up 21-20, and there's about 5 minutes left in the game, and they're driving, and they've gotten down to the Jaguars' 40-yard line. And at that point, CJ on like a 3rd and 12 rolls right and just hits Tank Dell on like the wide open. It's a replay basically of last season where he hits him on a wide open down the side, Tank Dell for a touchdown with a play call from our opener music, if you will. And then from there, the Jaguars get a couple of tries. I mean, it goes back and forth for those 5 minutes and they get like two attempts and can't really get anything going. The defense kind of puts it away and it ends up 28-20. And the only qualm you hear from Texans fans that week is going to be like, oh, well, we should have scored more points. We should have really put them under the dirt. And I'm going to be like, no, I mean, I think it was okay. We know what this team is now. So that was a pretty good win. Yeah. So that's how you got Tank Dell reliving his glory days. If that's how you want to describe it, but, in a nice, game ceiling touchdown, 28-20. And that's pretty much what I've got. I feel like our previews are a lot shorter than our recaps. There's just like, especially in the division, there's only so much to talk about. It's like, okay, guys, we all know that Trevor Lawrence plays quarterback for the Jaguars and the Jaguars play the Texans twice a year. So yeah, I saw a look on your face when I started going off on the Titans game. Tom and I are, I don't want to say rarely on the same page. I would say that I am, I like to think I'm optimistic, but I'm usually the one who's like going off the rails as soon as the Texans don't perform the way I expect them to. And Tom is the voice of reason. So if Tom is speaking like I am, then you know that we're probably going to have a, I don't want to say a bad episode, but like, I don't know. Tom is usually the one who kind of brings it back to this like reasonable discussion. I don't know. Do you feel the same way, Tom?
Most of the time, I think you are like so hard on your sleeve. Like they broke my heart and this is not how it's supposed to go. Exactly. I gave her everything and this is what they did. They just took my heart and stepped on it. And I'm like, bro, it was never that serious.
You know, like Jacksonville and all they got me was this stupid loss.
Yeah. So, the one thing I'll say that we didn't really talk about, if there is a guy on the Jaguars that I am definitely afraid of, because A, I thought he was an amazing talent coming out of college, and B, because he had some really good success against the Texans the first time around, it is Brian Thomas Jr.
That dude's legit.
If Trevor Lawrence is going to play, I think they were really starting to like gel together and kind of build some chemistry. So I am definitely afraid of that dude. Now, to that, if D'Amico gets out of his own way and decides to shadow him with Stingley, then I don't have a problem. It's when he just says, we're just going to line up and play, and we've got two great corners. Yeah, we don't care. Nothing against Kamari Lassiter. I think he's going to be great, but I think there is levels to where they are, and you know, Stingley's just on another level.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, honestly, that's what it's been with Mac Jones in, is that I kind of don't think about Brian Thomas Jr. right now, but I really should, because he's a really good receiver. And so, yeah, I guess like if you look at the Jaguars offensively, that's really the deepest concern to have, knowing what the Jaguars are this season. I don't know. With that, do you have anything else to say about the game before we kind of bring this thing to a close?
I hope my score is right and yours is wrong.
I do too. I would love to be wrong about this game. I would love to. There's a lot of things I said last week I'd love to be wrong about. I speak my mind, and I a lot of times hope that I'm wrong. But we'll see. We'll see. Thanks for tuning into the Bullpen and listening to us talk about the Texans. This is the number one fan-run Texans podcast ever in the history of mankind, in my opinion. It is the number one Texans, podcast run by veterans. It's important to include the plural there. I'm not trying to challenge Big Sarge to who runs the better Texans podcast off.
I will. But I ain't scared. Right here, baby.
I thought it was important to mention, since the Texans did just play last week in their veterans game, veterans appreciation. So, as always, I've been James Roy. You can find me at James Roy NFL on Twitter and at M1 Texans Fan on Instagram. Tom is at TCTom1 on Instagram and at Third Coast Tom on Twitter. And like I said, number one veteran owned and operated Texans podcast ever in the history of mankind. Make sure you tell a friend. And if you don't listen to us talk about the Texans, then you hate America. So
you don't love your veterans.
You don't love veterans if you don't like this podcast. All right. Thanks for tuning in. As always, stay classy, Houston, and vamos, Texans. Thanks for tuning into The Bullpen, a Texans podcast. Please like, comment, subscribe, and follow along for more Texans talk from The Bullpen.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. We'll be right back. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.